Hi everyone, welcome to our Daily Devo. Today's chapter is Matthew chapter 9. Let's read this chapter together, Matthew 9. And getting into a boat, he crossed over and came to his own city. And behold, some people brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." And behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your bed, and go home." And he rose and went home. When the crowd saw it, they were afraid, and they glorified God, who had given such authority to men. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as Jesus reclined at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." Then the disciples of John came to him, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth of an old garment, for the patch tears away from the garment, and a worse tear is made. Neither is new wine put into old wineskins. If it is, the skins burst, and the wine is spilled, and the skins are destroyed. But new wine is put into fresh wineskins, and so both are preserved." While he was saying these things, behold, a ruler came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus rose and followed him with his disciples. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment, for she said to herself, "If I only touch his garment, I will be made well." Jesus turned, and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. And when Jesus came to the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the report of this went through all that district. And as Jesus passed on from there, two blind men followed him, crying aloud, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he entered the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it done to you." And their eyes were opened. And Jesus sternly warned them, "See that no one knows about it." But they went away and spread his fame through all that district. As they were going away, behold, a demon-oppressed man who was mute was brought to him. And when the demon had been cast out, the mute man spoke. And the crowds marveled, saying, "Never was anything like this seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He casts out demons by the prince of demons." And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Amen. This chapter, chapter 9, is filled with accounts of healing and deliverance. Jesus healed a paralytic. He healed a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years. He raised a girl from death to life. He brought sight to two blind men. He healed a mute man and gave him the power to speak again. And by the end of this chapter, it says that Jesus saw the crowds, all who are in need, all who are longing for the healing from every disease and affliction, and he had compassion on them. Why did Jesus have compassion on this crowd? Well, I think one reason is because that is a reflection of his character. He is full of compassion and mercy. He looks upon this crowd and upon us and this world with compassion. His heart moves towards them. And that is who our God is. He is a compassionate God. And so that's the first reason that I think of in terms of why Jesus looks upon this crowd with compassion. But another reason is because I think he also knew that his time on earth was coming to an end. Our passage goes on to say that he has compassion because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus is our good shepherd, but he knew that there was going to be a time when his departure to the Father will happen. And so he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." What's interesting is what happens after this chapter. In chapter 10, here's a little teaser for tomorrow's Devo. Jesus doesn't keep on doing ministry on his own. He calls his 12 disciples to himself. He gives them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction, and he sends them out. And on one hand, I think that Jesus was preparing his disciples for what is to come, that there will be a day when Jesus will depart to the Father. He will ascend, and he will give his disciples his Holy Spirit to be workers of his kingdom. And I think in a similar way, as we follow Christ, on one hand, I believe he wants to give us his eyes to see the crowds, to see the people around us with his heart, and to be moved towards compassion. There are many in our campuses, our neighborhoods, in the city of Boston who are longing for healing and freedom, who want a greater hope and peace and joy and love. There are many who are like sheep without a shepherd, who don't know Jesus. And there are indeed too few workers in an overflowing harvest. And so based on Jesus' guidance, we are to do two things. First, the very first thing we do is we pray. We pray for more laborers. And second, we go out with his authority. Much more so because Jesus has ascended to the Father and he has given us his Holy Spirit. But we'll talk more about that tomorrow. But for today, I'd love for us to pray with the compassion of Jesus for more laborers in the harvest. Let's do that today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and we just pray, God, that we would be a people of prayer and a people of compassion. Give us your eyes to see the people with your heart, to see people in our cities and our campuses and our neighborhoods who have yet to know you, Jesus, to see many who are longing for something more, something greater. And I pray, God, that you would send more laborers into this harvest to point people to the Messiah, to point people to the one true and living God. And so, God, we look to you and we ask that you would fill us with that compassion, and would you move us with your authority and power to be agents of your kingdom work. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us in our daily Devo, and I hope that we can be just continuing to pray for more laborers in this harvest. Have a great day.